I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Sometimes the fish get shy, and there's only one thing you can do to give those fish the confidence to take that bait or that lure that you're putting in front of them. I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Hey, Fleet Farm fans, you asked, we listened. You wanted lower prices? You got them. In-store, online. We drop prices everywhere. Lower prices on summer favorites like Liquid Pool Shock, Griller's Gold Barbecue Pellets, and Airhead Towables. Lower prices on big-name pet care like Purina Tidy Cats. Lower prices on Valvoline Motor Oils. All because you said so. Look for the bright green price drop signs to find new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life. Only at Fleet Farm.
Sometimes the fish get shy. You might cast a little hair jig up by the dock and the sunfish all swim out, but they don't take it. Or you've got a bass lure tied on and you throw it out there and you're working it under the docks, around the vegetation, over the rubble, and you can't seem to generate a bite. Sometimes you're pulling around a live bait rig with the liveliest bait you can find and you still can't get those walleyes to go. What do you have to do to change their personality, get them to bite? Well, try fluorocarbon line. A lot of times these fish are line shy. They've been burned a couple times, maybe caught and released, and they've told their friends about it too, and they're not going to hit anything where they can see the line. So put on a light fluorocarbon leader. For panfish, a 1 pound test fluorocarbon. For bass, maybe an 8 pound test fluorocarbon. For walleyes, you can go up as high as 12 pound test on the fluorocarbon. But putting that fluorocarbon line on means those line shy fish won't see the line and they'll take the bait. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.